Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Here on Kaya Biz, we are talking all things money and apparently 1.14 trillion rand has been spent on betting in South Africa. That's according to National Debt Advisors. Deanne Sherman joins us from there. Deanne, thanks for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just take us through the picture of gambling in South Africa at the moment.
Good evening, and thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, gambling has, or the landscape of gambling has changed considerably ever since COVID. Given in some part to the expansion of online gambling and the ease of accessibility. So we've seen it definitely change to the extent where traditional gambling at traditional casinos is going out of fashion. Mm-hmm. And we've seen an especially worrying trend where 74% of South African youth reported having gambling in some form or another. So because it's so easily accessible, it's definitely grabbing our youth and becoming exceptionally popular amongst our youth. And without effective controls and responsible gambling, it can definitely progress into something that could become uncontrollable and could become a real problem for South African society. Mm-hmm. So as you've mentioned as well, I mean, this is over a trillion rand. That's more or less what the government budget is to spend on infrastructure spending. So it's quite a substantial amount that could have gone to different pockets of the economy to drive economic growth, but is going more or less in one direction and to one specific industry.
Yeah, that number is so shocking. So I'd just like to find out where you get that number from and how, you know, it's a very shocking number, but how do we know, okay, actually that makes sense and that is the truth?
Yes, so this is based off of specific research that we've done. Mm-hmm. Concerning gambling and especially the trend, based in most parts to recent press releases from other news agencies as well that cover gambling and the fact that casinos, specifically enough, aren't as profitable as they once were. And in fact, some casinos are actually losing money or running out of business. Mm-hmm. Because most people actually just going onto their cell phone and betting. And it's not just the traditional gambling either. I mean, when you think gambling, you think sports betting, you think, roulette or blackjack or traditional gambling is, but it's not even like that anymore. It's gamification to another extreme where you have online games, mm-hmm. such as anything, really, anything. They've taken literally any sort of online game and just added a betting component to it in order for youth as well as the average day consumer to become more likely to gamble and more likely to play this game because there's money attached to it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily feel like gambling. It's not the traditional sense where you go to a casino and, you know, there are no clocks, there are no windows,
yes.
You know, the bright lights trying to entice.
On the balcony, exactly. Chilling.
It's not like that anymore. It's now it's, okay, I take a quick smoke break and I can gamble. I can gamble on my way somewhere. I can gamble while I'm at home. I can gamble wherever. It's that accessibility that's really driven that up to the point where it doesn't even feel like gambling anymore. It just feels like me playing a online game to pass the time. And if I win, then there's some money in my pocket.
Yeah. Do we have a sense of who else is gambling? I know you spoke about 74% of youth reportedly gambling. There's this picture that you have of an old tanny going into the casino. People leaving their kids outside the casino to gamble. But when you're online, as you're saying, there's so much more access. Do we know who else is gambling?
What we focused primarily on was the impact on youth.
Okay.
I don't have specific figures concerning the other age group.
Yes, sorry, Deanne. So you've said that, and I can hear how worried you are, even in the conversation that we're having. It's been described as a silent epidemic. What are you seeing as debt counsellors? What kind of cases are you dealing with?
Well, as debt counsellors, interestingly enough, we have quite a detailed insight into consumers' budgets, right? Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, you know, most people don't really have a budget. So we have to obviously ask, and we have to ask for bank statements, and, you know, we have to probe to figure out how people spend their money. And interestingly enough, most people won't disclose their gambling or even their gambling expenditure monthly. When you get bank statements where you can see the impact it has on the consumer, we have consumers under debt review where they're declaring a reasonable budget. When you look at bank statements every day, you just see the deductions, and it's consistent. Some of it small, some of it large, but it's consistent. They like it's recurring, and it's very prominent within the consumers. You know, day-to-day and even monthly spending that they don't disclose, and that contributes to a large extent to their over-indebtedness, because that disposable income could have been used to pay off debt, but now it's going towards gambling. And unfortunately, when it comes to gambling debt, those sort of debts can't be placed under debt review. You know, it's only registered credit agreements that can be placed under debt review. So it makes it very difficult for debt. At most, we can tell them can't force them. And unfortunately, consumers aren't going to take, they're not going to be very happy when you say that either. Yeah. They'll feel as though you're moving on their lives.
Yeah, another worrying trend that you've pointed out is that people are trying to use gambling or betting and the betting channels to try and solve their financial problems, leading to a cycle, and a vicious cycle, actually.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And unfortunately, there's this misconception that, you know, if you gamble, you can make a side hustle or an alternative source of revenue. And some people even, you know, you have these influencers that also try and brag and say, oh, no, well, I'm making this much money by betting like this or betting like that. And there's also sports betting trends where people try and actively make money. But essentially, gambling and betting isn't a solid way of making money, because it's designed to constantly get you to come back and keep on spending money. Yes, it might seem like you're winning because you get one or two wins, but that's only to entice you to gamble further. And you know, exactly. Unfortunately, they play on the constant dopamine hits. You know, so you win some, you get those dopamine hits, and then you start losing, and you feel like, okay, I need to get that feeling again. And so you want to bet more, and then you might get a little bump, and then you start losing again. Unfortunately, it's designed to make you lose.
On Kaya Biz, if we could listen to some people and our listeners sharing anything about betting with us, let's listen to the voice notes that have come in so far.
May I bet, I play numbers, I play soccer, but gambling is not a problem. Problem just have to, gambling must not control you. You yourself must control gambling, because may I play, I bet. I know when I use this, I can use 50 rand per week. If it's finished, I don't want to play again, but I win. I like to play numbers, 2 times lunchtime. I play soccer. I use only 30, 20, but I win 3 point something, 4 point something. Gambling is not a problem. Problem is that you must know when to stop. You must have the limit. You must not just, when you have money, just play.
Okay, and so that's an interesting point, because you're speaking about how people sometimes get caught up in a vicious cycle, and the gentleman who just sent us a voice note there, thank you, saying that he bets and he wins, and it's about you know, knowing when to stop. And I know with all the gambling ads, that is that. But I think it's also a form of an addiction. And so there's going to be a spectrum of people. Some people can play and, you know, say, I spend my 50 rand a week and that's it. And there's some people who cannot, who, it's the same as alcohol. There's people who can have a glass of wine, and then there's people who can't stop until they get to two or three bottles or whatever. And so that's the danger. Yeah. And is it properly regulated in South Africa? Is it dealt with in a way that it's safe for those who know when to stop? And for those who don't, there are mechanisms and safety rails.
So you see, and that's the unfortunate part, is that there aren't that many mechanisms in place to, how would I say, prevent a consumer from gambling when they do have a problem. You know, in this technological age where we have so many advancements in AI, for example, it's easy enough to have an AI that just monitors a person's behavior to pick up and flag certain consumers who may exhibit, a gambling addiction or a problem, and then set limits to that person. Unfortunately, that isn't the case. There is no real mechanisms to prevent these consumers. So like you said, it all boils down to self-control, right? You know, if it's a harmless game and you're spending money that you're willing to lose, and it's not really having a really negative impact on your life, then that's fine. Maybe that's just your way of passing the time. But it can definitely develop into something, especially the way that it's designed, to become a problem even when you don't realize it. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just, you know, I'm betting on a sports game or something. I might be playing something similar to Candy Crush. But every time I win a certain amount of points, I might win some money. And if I lose, you know, if the timer runs out, then I lose some money. You know, it's something something like that, where it's not as direct, and where you don't always realize that you're losing and that it's a problem. All right. Up until you look at the bank account and you realize how much you've spent.
Deanne Sherman, thank you so much for your time. Head of Process Development and Change Agent at the National Debt Advisors, joining us, speaking about the 1.4 trillion rand gambling and betting boom in South Africa. Appreciate your time on Kaya Biz this evening.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.